T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number one.
All right, the Astros, they get their ninth straight win. They win another series as well. Zach Greinke and Miles Straw were the catalyst to this win. Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros, spoke on that after the game.
Straw was most of our offense tonight. We scored, three runs, and he drove in two of them. So that was a great night. Also, it was a great night for Zach Greinke. I mean, this guy was pitching. His pitch count was low.
Yeah, it was. Straw and Greinke were huge tonight. And Zach Greinke, he goes over 7 innings, 1 run, before the bullpen took over and ended the game for them. And even though they didn't score a lot last night, Miles Straw, Chaz McCormick, they drive.
Who?
Chaz.
We don't know Chaz. Who?
I'm not doing it.
What's his name?
Chaz Hifizzle.
I don't know about that, but I would like to hear you try to do that.
White boy Chaz.
There you go. I knew you was going to go with that one. I don't blame you. I like that one, too.
No, but they drove in all 3 runs. The others, as you talked about, I think the thing that jumps out to me was – they won this game in a different way than they've been winning games, and that's not just running up the score and blowing teams out.
Yeah, well, to start with, you had Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker all out of the lineup. I mean, you had, I guess, about a third of your – damn near half of your sticks out of the lineup, and you were still able to put some runs on the board. And, look, they should have scored more. They had bases juiced in the eighth with no outs and got out of it the baby birds got out of it only giving up 1 run. So – this thing, the doors could have been blown wide open on this one as well. But, yeah, show if the Astros can go out there, we said it from the jump, if the Astros put a starting pitcher on the rubber and that guy's able to give you 6 to 7 or even 8 innings, this is going to be a very, very difficult team to beat regardless of who's healthy in the lineup. Now, let me knock on wood because I don't need any more of these guys to go down with injury. But this, if that starter, if they're able to go starter – Stanek Presley, and I know they didn't do that last night, but if they're able to do that and from time to time throw Javier, say, in there in the mix in the middle and Bulldog Taylor, this is going to be a very, very difficult team to beat. I don't want to get over –
back to feeling good about Ryan Stanek?
Yeah, I never wavered on Ryan Stanek. Hell, he's a hog, son. He's a hog, baby. He'd be all right.
I've wavered. I'm not there yet.
Well, sure you have.
I'm not there yet just giving him the 8.
Oh, I am. Yeah. No, I'm there. Look, that's – I mean, we're talking about a guy that's usually – I mean, his strikeout-to-walk ratio is usually significantly better than it is right now. It's getting better with every outing at this point in time. I got some confidence in Ryan Stanek. I got some confidence in Presley. Got some confidence in his starting rotation. And there's a couple of guys in that pen that if their number's called, I got some confidence in them as well. I mean, this is just a team. If the starter – the only way, well, I shouldn't say the only way, because this is the baby birds. This is the Orioles, and at this point in time, I don't want to get too carried away, and put the cart before the horse. But this is a team right now that if you don't knock the starter out of the game in 3 or 4 innings and force your way into that bullpen, like the extended long relief as part of the bullpen. If you don't do that, you're going to have a hell of a team. You're going to have a hell of a time beating this team because it's just a matter of time. Even if the lineup is down 2 or 3 bats, it's just a matter of time before they bite you.
Yeah, and they get you. And like I said, I think last night, Clint, that was like, ooh, if they can win games consistently like this, and the last two times they've had.
Well, they're not going to win them consistently like this.
I'm just, any kind of consistent where they're like winning more than they lose. They win the majority of games like this because the last two low-scoring, close games they had, the one in game two against the White Sox, and then this one, they were able to win, and they were able to win with playing good defense, not scoring runs like they normally do, and then their bullpen coming behind a good start and shutting it down so they could win. They could win the game. If there is any way where they are winning that type of game with some level of consistency, they're winning the majority of those games, they, to me, become the scariest team in baseball. Because, as you just talked about it, man, they're going to – their lineup, you play – the Astros play 10 games. You know, six or seven of them, they're going to score five-plus runs.
Yeah.
And you know that coming into it. Now, if they're going to win games, pitching and defense too – they're going to do that? I guess scary as hell.
I don't want to get too carried away personally with thinking that they're going to be able to sit players and be without three big bats and win behind Straw, McCormick, and Rayleigh on the rubber in key situations. That may be a little much for me.
I'm not saying to sit, but I'm just saying if they can win low-scoring games where their bullpen – helps them close the door.
Sure.
If they can win that way, knowing how they can win the other way, if they can win that way, other teams around the league have to be like, oh, my God. They can bludgeon us and they can pitch us to a win. That's problematic. So the last night's win, that's something that stuck out, winning in different ways.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, the other big story from last night in Houston sports, and that is the Houston Rockets. If you missed last night's lottery special, Sean Pendergast and Adam Spolane, our Rockets insider, did a fantastic job. If you were listening last night, Spolane was starting to fantasize about Luka Doncic and was in there saying, "Woo, if we could make some moves happen to get Luka Doncic to come down."
Oh, so he wants to trade that two pick. He was just exploring all of the thoughts. There's a Steven Silas tie there. There's clearly some dysfunction going on right now with Cuban and that Mavericks organization, with the GM running off and the head coach running off and Luka, you know, reportedly unhappy with somebody in the organization. Porzingis obviously is a toss up right now. What's going to happen with him? So I don't know how much of a stretch that is. I think that's probably a fair what if.
Yeah, and you know, the number two pick. Now, you avoided that disaster. If you had the 18th pick, that's not something you're talking about.
Yeah, ain't that the truth.
You avoided disaster, and I think they came out pretty well. Fell a little short of what you talked about, the number one overall pick. But the number two pick, guys like Evan Mobley, the center out of USC, a seven-footer. And then Jalen Green. He played in the G League last year. And then Jalen Suggs, the point guard from Gonzaga. Those are the three that a lot of people are saying the Rockets will choose from. But, yeah, they're in pretty good shape after last night getting the number two overall.
Yeah, and we had former Phoenix Suns GM Ryan McDonough on our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey NBA Insider. On last segment, you can use that rewind feature on that Odyssey app and catch that if you want. He gave us some really, really good insight into – what the Rockets could possibly do with that pick. And I'm going to tell you, he got me excited. I mean, depending on who you talk about, you know, I've heard people say, well, I don't know if there's really any elite game-changing type of players in this draft. Well, not according to Ryan McDonough, who has been in the boardroom making these decisions, and now he gets paid to cover the league. He feels like there's several options at that number two overall pick and didn't rule out a possible trade of that number two overall pick. And feels like the Rockets are in a pretty good spot. So I tell you, at 2:30 today, the jury was still out. I didn't know exactly how to feel about it, but Ryan McDonough made me feel good about it. So hit that rewind feature on that app and go check it out.
Well, I think the best Rockets take you've had since we've worked together is your thought of let's make this be the time where you get your 2 through 5, 6 players right. To make yourself ready for, all right, we know every couple years there's a big free agent. We're talking about Luka. There's a big free agent or potential trade piece that teams and players want to come to you. And I'm really interested what Ryan McDonough said about picks 23 and 24 that the Rockets also have later in the first round. He said they may not need three rookies, but if they could package those two first-round picks to move up in the draft to get another player that's a more quality player that maybe in the top 15 or something, and then you come out, you could really be starting to make your move to get to, as you talked about, getting players maybe 2 through 5 or 3 through 6. And you like Kevin Porter Jr. and Christian Wood is maybe a player that already fits one of those roles. I like that possibility, having two and then packaging what he said, 23 and 24, to get higher in the draft to maybe get one of those players you've talked about.
Yeah, the goal's got to be, right, is to become one of those sexy young teams that the superstar looks at and goes, hey, man, we plug and play a couple of guys over there. We're immediate contenders, right? Or you strike gold and you do what Phoenix did, to where you got a really, really good core group, and then it's a Chris Paul,
just
one of the greatest point guards, wants to come play with you and make a last ditch run with you. You got to become sexy to the superstars. And I think that's a fair expectation for the Rockets at this point in time. And as you mentioned, they got a couple of players in-house now. With these draft picks, it'd be a pretty damn good start with 1 year in.
Big 3 at 3. Number 3.
All right, a little breaking news in the NBA. Chris Paul, the former Houston Rocket, has cleared the NBA's health and safety protocols and intends to return in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals after missing the first two games. Didn't matter. The Suns still won both of those games, including last night, a one-point victory with the quickest alley-oop scored I've ever seen in my life. DeAndre Ayton scored an alley-oop there with like 0.9 left to secure that win for the Suns. But they're up 2 games to none, and I honestly feel real bad for Paul George. Paul George hit the big jump shot to give them the lead, and everybody talks about how terrible he is in the playoffs, and it's been fair. He seems to really falter in the playoffs, even worse than like James Harden does. And he hits the shot and then comes back and just blows 2 free throws and allows them to lose that game. I was about to say, he's about to shut y'all up. He's about to say, yeah, I am playoff P.
His opportunity, wasn't
he
it?
He went to Pandemic P real quick.
Pandemic
again
P.
After he missed those.
Look, I put it out there like, will Paul George be able to live this one down? And I got peppered with, I guess, from Tennessee Volunteer fans. Boy, that's a bold statement from a guy that fumbled against Tennessee and when the Arkansas Razorbacks
have
had
you enough. Lived that down?
No. So I think I'm qualified to make those kind of statements, damn it. But, yeah, Paul George is going to have a tough time living that one down. 2 free throws?
Yeah.
They were up one at the time.
They were up one.
Up one, 2 free throws,
yeah.
And you missed both of them jokers.
He missed them both, man.
Yeah, he's going to have a hard time living that one down.
Yeah, it felt bad. But the Suns up 2 games to none, and you expect them, man, with Chris Paul coming back, he's getting even extra rest with this. You expect them to get their leader back and probably finish that series, especially with no Kawhi Leonard. For the Clippers, that feels like the Suns may go ahead and sweep that one.
Yeah, it feels like the Suns got a legit shot to win this whole thing, man.
It really does. When
Chris Paul goes down and they don't miss a beat. Last night, Booker got the hell beat out of him, and other players stepped up and scored points and stepped up and scored in clutch times. And I mean, this is a fun team to watch, man. It reminds me of the old Warriors and then even some of the old Rockets back when they were making runs, where you got multiple guys contributing. You lose one guy, hey man, you just keep on plugging, keep on moving. It's fun to watch the Suns right now, man.
Yeah. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 3:45. Make sure you're locked and loaded. Listen, the Texans are really being pushed that they're not going to win a single game this year. Really, is their talent as bad as what people are saying? We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. Sports Radio 610. Breaking news, powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, what is the latest? Tyler Milner, our trusty producer, has the latest breaking news.
Well, it is not good. It regards our Astros and Alex Bregman. Dusty Baker just met with the media, gave an update. This is what he had to say.
Alex Bregman?
Alex Bregman, right.
Yeah, you just asked me this 2 days ago.
No, that was more like 3 or 4 days ago.
Well, it's the same.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be at least 2 to 3 weeks or more. You know, I mean, these things don't heal that quickly. So I won't have any reports for you for a couple of weeks.
All right, that is the latest from Astros manager Dusty Baker, who is acting like he was not unsure.
Dusty?
He was, huh?
I mean, Alex Bregman's hurt, so in 3 days you got asked twice about his how long he's going to be out.
Well,
so what?
Before that, he first acted like he'd never heard of who Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, who?
From a different generation.
He said Alex Bregman, like he didn't know who Alex Bregman was.
You can't get mad at Berman for asking the question, and then you give him a little additional information, which is exactly what he was hunting from the jump,
and said it hadn't changed. No, we did not know that he was going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. You said a while the last time.
Well, so. It doesn't surprise me. 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, again, like I said from the jump show, 2 to 3 weeks, it'll take four. Yeah. I'm good. With this lineup, take four.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, I like it because you hear it, you think 3 weeks. I said when we first heard about it, him going to the IL, that I expect him to come back when the All-Star after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And this seems to kind of go into that time frame. And I think it's the right thing. Because, I mean, you just got to heal him. You got to get him to a point. If you're asking me, I could be dead wrong. I'm not a part of the training staff, and Lord knows many of you on the text line will have no problem reminding me about all the things that I've been wrong about. But I've been wrong before. But, like, him having the hamstring issue, it is hard for me not to believe that that didn't lead to the quad, him favoring that and him trying to compensate for the hamstring issues that didn't come over and help with the injury to the quad. So give him the time to rest that or whatever it needs to do, he needs to do to heal from that so he comes back. I think, as you said, with this lineup, the way they're playing and the All-Star break upcoming, I think you got a chance for him to come back as close to 100% as possible, and that is more important.
Well, you got Robel Garcia, you got Toro, you got when Litmus Diaz comes back. I mean, you got plenty of infielders that can tote the note for you while you're out for a month, man. I mean, it's not to mention the bats that are in this lineup, one through seven, other than Bregman anyway, can carry the load and you'll be fine. You know, the thing is, this could end up being a blessing in disguise for Alex Bregman. You know, get the hamstring right, get the quad right. He'll be pampered like he's never been, well, not like he's never been pampered, but he'll be pampered to the 10th degree for the next month. And like you said, the plan, if you look at the dates, they got 18 games in the next 19 days. So that's roughly 3 weeks. If you count the All-Star break, there's roughly 3 to 4 weeks there for him to get better. But you talk about not just get those injuries right, but be able to get the rest that you need, right? Be able to get your body in alignment, get stretched out, get everything you need to where you hit the backside of this season full go and hopefully injury free. But
coming back too soon would be
stupid. With this team, with this team loaded the way it is, and when I say loaded, I'm even talking about infielders that can come off the bench and fill that void at third base while he's out and this lineup will be just fine. You don't have just one. You got multiple guys that have proven to be able to come through in the clutch and swing the stick pretty well. And hell, truth be told, play third base pretty damn well. So, it'd be stupid to even for him or the organization to even try to force him back into action early, which it sounds like Dusty's not even entertaining doing anyway.
Like, as we're talking here, the breaking news, Alex Bregman, although Dusty Baker didn't think it was breaking, but breaking news, Alex Bregman, according to manager Dusty Baker, would look to be out 2 to 3 weeks possibly, which to me seems like maybe he wouldn't return until after the All-Star break is ended. So that's where the update is with Alex Bregman. And I know you haven't, I know you didn't play Major League Baseball, but you played in the NFL, Clint. What would the 2 to 3 to possibly 4 weeks be for him in terms of treatment? What does that look like, and what will he be doing that will get him to a point of being healthy?
Well, he'll be on a tight schedule now. I mean, I would imagine he's visiting the training room probably 3 times a day. I would imagine there's some extensive chiropractic work, some massage therapy, some stretching, any kind of from a treatment standpoint. Obviously, ice at the end of the day, but there's there's different ways to stimulate blood flow, which you would think would quicken up the recovery time and the injury getting better. So there's several things that they can do. I would just imagine that schedule's pretty tight. And the other thing is, I would be highly surprised if there's not a lot of baseball stuff mixed in on a daily basis. I would be high, and I know the hamstring and quad, those are two, I mean, they're injuries that can really nag on a player, so you got to be careful. But I would be shocked if this isn't, or if these aren't injuries where he's still getting in the cages and getting his swings in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be shocked if they're that bad. In fact, if the injuries are bad enough to where he's not doing some baseball things throughout the day as part of his rehab, then it's worse than Dusty's letting on.
Yeah. Worse than 2 to 3 weeks, yeah. So that's the latest. Alex Bregman, according to Dusty Baker, potentially out 2 to 3 weeks. Clint, with the Texans, are looked at to be a team that is not favored in a single game, according to Vegas. Most people, are the wins totals and bets are around 3 or 4 wins in the 17-game season. Mm. When you look at the roster, and you think about, we've talked about the coaching staff overall is improved, right? Especially offensive line. I think the whole defensive staff, you could argue, improved. Pep Hamilton addition, improved. They've got a really solid, at least to potentially above average offensive line. When you talk about the five, if you get Marcus Cannon out there, Tunzel, Titus Howard, Justin Britt, and Lane Taylor, like this is a pretty good offensive line with some of the backs, especially Phillip Lindsay they have. And then they have a quarterback that won't lose you games, that won't turn the ball over. The defense obviously is a question mark. When you look at the players and the talent they have on their team, does it feel like it's that bad a team when you combine the coaching and the talent that it's that bad, like worst record in the league? 3 wins, no win, no favorite. You feel that?
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, best case scenario, if the offensive line improves the way that we think they can, if the defensive line improves the way we think they can, if these linebackers and this transition from a 3-4 to a 4-3, if it works out, I mean, could they hit the over? In terms of the over-under for Vegas in total wins this season, yeah, they could. But I still think it would take some serious stars to align for this team to win more than 4 games next year. I mean, I look at what they had last year, and the only reason they won 4 games last year and the only reason they were in it to win it, you know, in the fourth quarter – I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm gonna guess 4 or 5 other times, maybe 6 other times during the season was because of one guy. And you're getting a significant downgrade at that position, at quarterback position. I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. And so, yeah, I just
say that because we've seen teams have good offensive line, run the football, and have a quarterback, like sometimes
run their way to mediocrity.
Yes, it's just sometimes you see, yeah, like a quarterback doesn't just lose it, yeah, for you. I mean, the Jets won 7 games with Adam Gase, and I think Sam Darnold had mono for 6 weeks, yeah, and they won 7 games. And you know the dumpster fire the Jets were 2 years ago. I'm just you look at some of the guys they have on the team. You wonder, is it really as bad as what many people say, or is it just the feel of how the organization is and such a downgrade at quarterback? You lose Deshaun, you lose JJ. But I don't know. I just wondered if you could see them run themselves, as you said, to mediocrity.
Yeah, man. I still question. Obviously, the downgrade at quarterback, no Deshaun Watson, is a huge hit. I seriously question Tim Kelly's ability to be a difference maker. In this game today, your offensive play caller has to be an absolute difference maker if he's going to win games. If he's going to be a weapon that allows you to win games, and I just don't think that Tim Kelly's anywhere close to that.
Yeah. Another reason why Carlos Correa is worth anything he is going to be offered this year, one of his teammates proves that fact. That's next.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to chill.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 10 minutes, so make sure you are listening for that. Miles Straw, a guy that I am trying to be more fair to and that Clint doesn't trust. Miles Straw had him a big night
you
last
trust
night.
It, you put that on me. You trust that swing?
I don't trust him overall as a player.
Tyler, but you trust that swing? Astros fan. You watch a lot of Astros baseball. You trust that swing?
I'm getting there.
Okay, so the answer would be no. It's either yes or no. There's no. I'm getting.
I said no, but I'm okay. I mean,
the numbers look good, and we're talking about an 8-9 hole hitter. Hey, look, talking about straw dog, talking about a guy that can run a little bit.
All right.
Another home run last night.
Yeah, right, I mean, but let's not sit around and act like everybody's got a ton of confidence in Miles Straw when he steps in the
plate.
Here we
go. We were not meaning to go here.
It's so upset.
Well, damn,
he will turn it. He will turn it, won't he? God, I just, all right.
We
want to use Miles Straw to get to where we want to get to. Calm down, Cowboy. We want to use Miles Straw to get to where we're going to get to. Miles Straw, who did have a big night last night, 2 RBIs, even if Clint doesn't want to be honest about it. 2 RBIs, hit a homer last night, a second one. But he was hit with the question of, you know, what's been the change of things about your offensive turnaround. And his explanation, dollar signs coming after it.
How can you describe kind of your offensive adjustments thus far?
Working with our hitting coaches, you know, timing, just working on little things in my swing. And, guys are going to throw strikes to me. You know, I can't be over aggressive and, you know, I don't like to chase. So, Carlos has been talking to us a lot about that, you know, as a team.
Carlos has been talking to us a lot about that as a team. Listen, we've never wavered. Especially myself, but we've never wavered on Los Correa and Carlos Correa and him getting the money. And Clint, you have not wavered on that either. Tyler has finally come around.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, you admitted on the air last week that you were not one who at first thought you should have paid him.
Before last year's playoffs, quite a while ago.
So yes. I'm being accurate. You had mentioned that. But this is yet another reason. Right. This is it. Some people are fake leaders. There are some guys that you watch sports and you look at them, and I know you've probably run into them, Clint, that are just rah-rah yellers. But when it really comes down to it, nobody really looks at them as leaders. They're just out there. Some people do that. And there could be some people who look at
Los. Oh, there's a lot of them now.
Yeah, there could be some people who look at Los and say, that he's just out there. But now when you hear a guy like Miles Straw, who was almost on his way to the bench, for a guy who likes to be called Chazzy Fizz. He was almost to the bench for that. He said Carlos was a player, along with the coaches, that helped him, and not just him, but us, to work on things. That is just another one of those things that on paper aren't stats that make Los Correa very worth it, especially for this team.
Yeah, it's just once again why when the first thing that someone does when you talk about what Correa deserves, what kind of money he deserves, does he deserve the 8 or 10 year deal? Does he deserve this? Does he deserve that? They start comparing him to other players with stats that are maybe slightly better or you know, maybe have done it better for longer. And I've urged everybody from the jump, man, this dude is different.
Yes.
And there is added value to a player in a team sport where he makes those guys around him better. This, what we're talking about right now with Miles Straw and the fact that he's mentioning Carlos in terms of what he's been doing behind the scenes to become the hitter that he has at this point in the season, he's mentioning Carlos right along with the coaches. This goes back to, and I don't remember which pitcher it was, but one of them, 2 years ago, I believe it was, actually brought up Verlander and how Verlander was helping them through some things and teaching them how to be a more effective pitcher behind the scenes. And no, it wasn't. It wasn't a pitcher. It was Bregman talking about how Verlander really taught him about how important sleep was and how important nutrition and things like that were. So you're talking about a guy that there's an added value because he's getting the guys around him to be more professional or be more productive. To me, that is it takes that guy's value and drives it through the roof.
Yep.
And it takes me from a conversation of, well, he does or doesn't deserve the money because he didn't hit, you know, 325 and the other guy that got the money hit 330. I don't give a damn about all that. When you talk about the clutch gene and when you talk about the ability to impact the players around you in the organization and help them take their game to a whole nother level, whether we're talking about in the moment with Framber Valdez or we're talking about behind the scenes with Miles Straw, that guy right there is a much more valuable piece of a team than a guy that may have hit 5 points higher on a season or may have hit 5 more home runs or had 10 more RBIs on a season. That's Correa, in my opinion, take it for what it's worth, those comps statistically, they're out the door for me. That's no longer the conversation. This is does Jim Crane want to stroke a check for a contract 8 to 10 years? Does Jim Crane and Click, James Click, do they decide that they want to make an exception and go against what they've always done and stroke a check for a position player long term?
Dude, I agree with you. Just jumping in, as we're talking, Miles Straw, who is starting to attribute his turnaround not only to the coaching staff, but things that he said Carlos Correa has been working on him and the team with, showing this isn't just rah-rah in front of the camera leadership. This is him impacting another player, helping to raise the level of Miles Straw, another player. And I've said this, and I'll stand by it. I will. I'm not saying he is this player, a Hall of Famer, but he has that Derek Jeter something that affects other players and people around him. He seems to have that. And that was always something that you could not measure when you're talking about contracts with Derek Jeter, because maybe his numbers weren't as good as Alex Rodriguez, and they were both shortstops. Or at the time, his numbers weren't always as good as Nomar Garcia-Para, and they were shortstop. But he was worth far more in terms of his impact on the team and everything he did, because he had that extra something. And Lowe seems to have that. And this is now behind-the-scenes proof from a player that he has that. And I'm just like, you can't take the chance of walking that out the door. And I think you brought up a good point of, you know, make an exception. When you have that guy, Carlos at 26, ascending player, has that extra intangible quality, that screams an exception to me. That screams an exception that you say, all right, we generally handled Gerrit Cole, we handled, you know, Springer this way, but this is different. This dude adds more, and if we take him from the team, we take more than the Gold Glove shortstop.
Yeah.
And the player playing offense the way
it's going to come down to whether they're as impressed with Correa, you know, from all facets of the game as we are, and are they willing to stroke the check? I mean, because there's plenty of opportunity there. I mean, there's plenty of obvious moments where he's just built different. I mean, you go back to the first press conference after the sign stealing scandal. Jim Crane and Dusty Baker walked out there and left a lot to be desired. They trotted Altuve out there and Bregman out there, left a lot to be desired. Who stepped up and really hammered the point home and stood up in the face of adversity and owned the moment and was the face of the organization? Carlos Correa, right? Yeah. Last year, Framber Valdez struggling in a moment, like literally in the moment on the mound. It wasn't Dusty Baker or Brent Strom that went out there and got him right. It was Carlos Correa, right? Now, here you are. You got your 8-9 hole hitter, really. Who's talking about 8-9 hole hitters right now in organizations? Well, we are, because the 1 through 7 are absolutely killing it right now. And that guy's coming to the table and saying that Carlos is talking to the team about hitting certain kind of pitches and applying certain kind of techniques and mechanics. And so, yeah, I don't need any more examples.
All right, fellas, I need your help, and I need everybody. Ladies, fellas out there, 713-572-4610, you can text in. Listen, I need some advice here.
Well, you come to the right fella.
I know. You two here, you guys are – This is a real question anybody can give an opinion to. I just found out one of my good college friends, good friends. We go to each other's weddings, you know. We've traveled. Good buddy of mine. Just recently found out that he's about wrecked his marriage.
Oh no!
And he cheated on his wife, but then cheated on his wife. On his wife with one of their friends in their group of friends. So they've got a couple of friends, like couples that are friends.
Oh, God.
And he had an affair for 2 years with one of the friends' wives in their friend group. And this is they've known each other, and the guy and him are buddies. They've known each other since like high school.
Were buddies.
They were buddies. Yes, they were buddies.
So what do you need help with? This piece of trash that you used to call
a friend. He is. I told him.
She ain't worth a damn either now. Let's be honest. The wife involved and the dude involved. They're both POSs now.
They're working. They're trying to work some things out with his wife. But he's
work out.
Yeah, he's been sleeping on the couch for 2 months. They're going to counseling.
We will work some things out. All right, in court.
My thought is, would you be done with him as a friend? Like the group of friends that he did this with is not in our group. It's not like one of my buddies, but it's one of his buddies he's known since high school. And I've told him, this is foul. This is absolutely awful. Like, I told him how disappointed I am in him. But it's hard for me to just drop him as a friend. Would you all be done with him as a friend?
I would be done.
In a heartbeat.
You'd be done. You'd be done.
I would
really
be done. I got a friends to me is a little different. Like my dudes that I would literally fight for.
Yeah.
And then there's just.
And he's that type of dude. Like
he would go, if he were in that circle of friends, like I trust you with my life. I would fight for you and ask questions later. If he were in that, he would no longer be in that. He may be still being the guy that's in my phone, and if I, you know, if we happen to be playing golf the same day, play a little golf with or something. But the days of hitting him up and let's grab a drink, let's get together, let's get the kids together, let's do. No, them days are over. Let's go on vacation. Them days are over.
Mm. Yeah, I've been talking to my other friend that are in our group, and I'm like, hey man, where you at on this? Because I'm just like. To think like that you would have it in you to do that to like one of your dudes. I mean, they kick it together.
That's the hard part for me. It's not, it wouldn't be, obviously the hard part is that you were sleeping with the wife, but the hard part for me as a man to man, as a friend would be you sat across the table from me while this was going on, making conscious efforts to continue this couple of years worth, and you sat across the table from me and just broke bread like it wasn't no big deal. Like, yeah, I can't.
People on the text line, bros before hoes. If it ain't your wife, why would you trip? I don't know. It's
because you don't want to surround yourself with people of that kind of character.
So let me tell you what I told him. I said, look, hey, man, I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to lie to you. I look at you different. Like, I do look at you different because he's the last person I would have thought would have done that. I said, but, you know, you're not a pedophile. You're not.
Well, I ain't putting him in jail.
You know, you hadn't done. There's some things where I'm going to cut you off immediately. Right. Like, you know, I'm just you, OJ. Like, we just had to stop being friends. If OJ was my friend, we got to stop. Okay. Right, like there's some things that like I'm gonna be done with, but I told him I said, man, I mean you're my dude and I'm gonna talk with you, but I mean I do look at you differently, and I can't. It's something I got to get in my head to think that you would even think to do that with somebody like y'all. Like
repetitively, not just once
two years, but multiple times.
Yeah,
2 years, man.
And then spin the web to cover it up for 2 years. Yeah, no, I'm out on that deal. Like that is the definition of a toxic individual. It may not be the toxic that we know that it's just every time you see them they're spewing venom, but that's a person that is.
Somebody didn't text in. Your wife's gonna end that friendship because you'll never be able to go out with him. You'll never be able to.
Great point.
Your wife's gonna end that relationship.
Yeah, I don't. That's I'm out on that deal, and it has nothing to do with what it would do to my relationship or what my wife would think about it. It's more just that speaks volumes for the kind of dude he is, and I can't invest my time and energies into that kind of dude.
The trust factor there is that has taken a hit, and he's somebody that I would trust it. Like he's somebody I would have trusted with my kids. He's somebody I would trust.
I always tell folks I'm gonna trust you with my life until you give me a reason not to. My man, you just said he's out. He's cold turkey out.
He's out.
Right. Yeah, you gonna make special effort to hang with him?
It's just hard, man. He's like it was one day. This is like my guy.
But then he showed you his true colors.
And then he showed me, but that ain't never been his colors. But like
it's been his color. You just didn't know it.
I didn't know it. No, he just ain't never shown that.
I'm out, baby. Right, I'm out.
713-572.
Lot of fish in the sea, man.
So y'all out. You be out.
Lot of fish in the sea, and you gonna pick your buddy's wife? Yeah, man. I'm out on that.
Trash.
No, listen, I'm with you.
I'm gonna tell you what. She's a POS too now. Don't get me wrong.
I know how you feel. All right. Listen, the Texans. They've done some good things in the offseason, but if you are one who are hoping that they are able to win this year, there is one thing Clint will tell you. That still is a major concern. That is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.